WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we're positively into the May period of baseball fever. And we got a little horse race we're going to run here in a couple of weeks as well in the Preakness. But I tell you what, it's crab cake season. It's crab season. It's going to be oyster season soon for me. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is coming to you. We're going to be in Middle River on Thursday at McFall's Oyster and Reel. Be giving away these scratch-offs. We had some winners last week at Fadley's. We also had some winners at Captain Larry's last Thursday as I got back from Hawaii. I've been on a little bit away, but I'll be back. And I'll tell you what, I've come back to these jackpots. My wife's like, what happened to the jackpots? They're all low again. Everybody's hitting it but us at this point. But I know we got lots and lots of ways to win. We're going to talk Corvettes today. John Martin joins us here from the Maryland Lottery. He is the director of all things 50th anniversary and old school. What's going on? Happy May to you.
Back at you. Hey, I have a partial score. I've just been handed this bulletin. It is Powerball 71, Mega 68. That's after three quarters.
Okay, good enough. What game are we in? We game five, game six, game seven?
I don't know. It's round two. It's exciting.
Can I ask you this before we get into anything lottery?
Sure.
Because I
sure
don't tell anyone. I used to do sports here, all right? And people know you're like an Ohio guy and a Cleveland guy and all that. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be snarky or anything. I'm wondering if I were a Cleveland person, how I'd feel about LeBron at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't really know. I watch him, and it's kind of a marvel that he's still doing. But, like, give me a little Cleveland insider before we get to the lottery segment here.
No, not a problem. And, again, this is my view. Again, the views expressed by John Martin are solely
his. You're a Cleveland fan. Of course. Read the small print. It says right over here.
When the decision – and we all watched it. Anybody who tells you they didn't is incredibly naive. We all watched it. I cried like a 12-year-old boy and I was not 12, when he decided to leave. And then, you know, I hated everything he did at Miami, and he won. And then that day, and I remember, it's like one of those moments you have in Baltimore sports history that you can share. I remember exactly where I was when I heard he was coming back. And I cried again like a 12-year-old boy.
I was at Captain Larry's doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour last week when I heard that Lamar signed.
Yeah, right. See, there you go. And he delivered on his promise. He said he was coming back to win a championship in Cleveland. And for someone who remembers the last championship, 1964 Cleveland Browns.
You're not that old.
Oh, I remember watching that game. That's a whole other story for another time. Okay. But the promise of winning, I mean, we all thought we would die and never see that. There's a whole generation of Clevelanders who are content, and unfortunately some have passed, who have never seen a championship. So for him to deliver on that was euphoric. And again, when they won that game seven, I cried again. You can see I've got a problem with tears. I'm an emotional
guy.
Man.
That's good, man. Yeah, I cried both times the Ravens won the championship.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah. So
I
so
cry
now,
every time the Orioles lose, because it's been since 83. Well, I mean, when you don't win, not fun.
But now watching him now, I think you have to, even if you know nothing about basketball, you have to marvel about the discipline and the physical nature of a man this age performing at the level he is in the sport that he chooses to participate in.
And these young whippersnappers trying to challenge him and talk trash to him. And I'm like, stop with that for LeBron. Leave LeBron alone. Go play ball.
Now, you could argue that Michael Jordan had a different level of competitiveness. You could certainly argue that, and I would allow you to say he is the greatest of all time. But for pure longevity, for consistency, for all the other things, for what he does off the court, I wish him no ill will. Matter of fact, I think it's fun that he's going against Steph Curry now, and, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But from my perspective, he delivered on the promise. He brought a championship. I wish him well, and as long as he stays out of the headlines for the rest of his natural life, then I think his legacy is pretty secure.
As an Oriole fan, I don't feel that way about Machado, and we'll never have to know about Lamar now that he's signed here. So, like, give me some lottery news here. I mean, I think more than anything, we have the race coming up in a couple of weeks. I know you got some racetrack stuff going on, a lot of scratch-offs going on. But more than that, the 50th anniversary sort of wafts above all of this, right? Like, that's all year long. There's things going on all the time with the lottery.
You know, and the countdown clock is going. We're just stoked. And I'm going to tell you why here in a second. We talked about before our home run riches contest. Players enter a chance to be the contestant of the game. And someone already is holding on to a reservation for $50,000. They don't know it yet, But when the O's hit their 50th home run, and my ticker's a little off. I know you've heard that about me. My ticker's a little off. I think they're at 36 now because they hit two last night.
Well, it'll be 37 by the time people hear this, or 38. I mean, they're hitting a lot of home runs. You were saying June. Ain't no way this thing's going to June. This thing might not make it to Preakness.
Right. Well, again, the level of competition, I think, is going to ratchet up a little bit, but that's okay.
The Guardians soon? No, no.
At the end of the month, this could be a done deal by the time before they play the Guardians. But the fun part is, not to get lost in all this, the game itself, the Homer Rich's Fast Play, has a progressive jackpot that is now in excess of $90,000. So if you're lucky enough to have that winning ticket, and these are progressive jackpots, so
that's bigger than $50,000. $90,000 is bigger than $50,000.
Hang on. Yes, that is correct. And when someone wins that, it gets reset at 40 and jumps up again. So that's enough fun. But wait, there's more fun, because if you are a contestant of the game, when they hit that 50th home run, you will win $50,000. And as I look at my calendar, because we have selected contestants, you know, we were thinking it would be maybe that last season against, or that last series of the month against the Guardians. But you know what? It could be. Savannah Honaker of Dundalk. Do you know Savannah?
I know a Honaker family, maybe.
There you go.
Some Honakers in Dundalk.
She is hanging on to the May 18th Los Angeles Angels noontime start, 12:35.
Hit it off of Ohtani. That's what we need to do.
Whoa,
hit it off
wouldn't
Ohtani.
That be something? Wouldn't Let's that do be it. Something? So we'll see, but check the sports headlines, check mdlottery.com. We're on countdown mode, full countdown mode to that 50th. And even after the 50th is hit, we will have a second $50,000 prize at the end of the season. So if you miss out on this, if you're not one of these folks already in the queue, don't despair. Keep submitting your names, because we'll have a big payoff, another $50,000 winner at the end of the season.
John Martin just wanted to give money away here. I just want to see Shohei Ohtani pitch at some point so I can see I've seen the great. I saw LeBron play. You know, you always say, did you see Jordan play? Did you see Johnny U play or whatever? But Ohtani's one of those guys. So I hope, you know, 2 weeks away from Ohtani coming in here and hit a 50th home run, win some money. So I did some homework this week for this segment. Because last week you and I didn't know you were doing a Corvette.
I'm glad one of us did some homework.
I didn't know you were doing a Corvette promotion. And last week you sprung this on me, and you spring these scratch offs on me all the time. And we started talking Corvettes, and my wife's favorite 67 Corvette. I had to go up and do all this stuff. Give me the Corvette promotion, because I think I meandered into real Corvettes and not scratch off Corvettes. But you do have a promotion going on right now.
We do, and it's a scratch off ticket, a $5 scratch off. It's our Corvette. We have it in three different options. Very colorful ticket featuring Corvettes in yellow, blue, and red.
I would get a red one because I like Prince, you know.
Well, there you go. And again, top prize on that ticket is $50,000 if you scratch and win. But again, the appeal to a lot of these tickets is non-winning tickets are eligible for a second chance. So you enroll in My Lottery Rewards, our loyalty program, submit your non-winning tickets, and we will have a series of drawings through the summer months. The first three drawings in June, July, and August will select one winner of a $10,000 prize. But the grand finale in October on the 9th is our entry deadline. So on the 10th, we will select one winner of a $150,000 cash prize. And you did a little research. That can get you a pretty good Corvette.
There's been a lot of numbers, and I've told you, I'm not a math guy, John. You know this about me, right? But I've done some math this week. First off, the Lamar contract as it relates to winning Powerball or Mega Millions, right? But I also did the Corvette research that the car that my wife's dream car is a 67 Corvette. You can get them for as little as $75,000. I don't know if they have an engine or not. But in general, $150,000 would maybe get my wife Corvette. I hope it would be in like it would be red at that point. I hope it wouldn't be blue or gray or black or something like that. But nonetheless, 150 grand for Corvettes. Corvettes are, I mean, everyone loves a Corvette. They really do, right?
Do you remember the first time you were in one?
It was in the late 70s. I had a neighbor that had one. And this was when I loved cars in the 70s. And you remember Smokey and the Bandit was the black Trans Am with the gold bird, the eagle on the top. And then there was Corvette Summer, which Mark Hamill was in that. But we had a Corvette in the neighborhood. And I did, as a young man, get in. It was a Stingray. It was new. I don't know how they afforded it, but they did. And I went for a ride. And I remember them telling me it was fiberglass. That's all I remember, that it wasn't like made of like the right. same sort of metal. So that's all I know about Corvettes, and my wife loves them.
It is a unique experience. When I was a young man, many, many years ago,
You've already dated yourself in this segment. Yes. You remember the 64.
So this was the late 70s. I worked with a guy who was, I think, one fry short of a Happy Meal anyway. He was a little unique individual, and he had bought a new Corvette. And one day at lunch, he said, "Why don't you go get us some lunch?" I said, "Okay, fine." And he threw the keys at me. And I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Yeah, take my car. It's the blue one out there." And I looked, and there was this, I can't tell you what it was because my mind was so blown. I had the keys. I walk in there. I drive this Corvette. I drove it like a little old lady going to church. I thought, Jiminy Christmas, if somebody even sneezes on this thing while I'm out, I am dead.
And you were too young and dumb to ask if he had insurance on it, right?
Just well,
to
make sure. Of course not. I was.
Give me the keys.
The first, last, and only time I've driven a Corvette. It was an amazing ride. And that was a long time.
You didn't go through the drive-thru, right? No?
No. I parked far away. I walked. Got it. Parked far away and walked back. But yeah, well, that was fun. That was fun stuff.
Dump a milkshake on the dude's Corvette. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Corvette stories and Cleveland Guardian stories and LeBron James stories, amongst other things. I know we've had a lot of winners. And I was in Dundalk the other day, I was on Hartford Road. I was on Hartford Road, and I drove, and I don't even know what store. It was a liquor store. I don't know which one it was. But they had a giant banner out in front, right outside the Beltway, and it said, "We sold a $1 million winner." So I get this happens everywhere, not just at Royal Farms and Wise and my sponsors, but all over the place. When you give a $1 million prize out, the person that sold it and the liquor store that sold it or the vendor that sold it, they get a big banner, too.
We have estimated, we've done the math for you on this one, Esther. Every day, 365 days a year, every day, we average $4.6 million of prizes to players. That's each and every day. And every once in a while, some of these retailers sell a $1 million ticket. Some of them sell a $50,000 winning ticket, whatever. Yeah, we like that idea. We like the idea to promote that this is a lucky store. So as players are driving around and they're thinking, "Oh, I want to buy a lottery ticket. Wow, why don't I go to the store that's in the business of selling winners?" And they stop in there. So it helps our retailer network. It helps the word of mouth. And it makes things a lot of fun, a lot of interesting things that happen at retail.
Well, we're going to have somebody screaming when they win home run riches and all this. Give me a little update for I had a back and forth with a Maryland horseman this week who happens to be involved in the gaming industry. I didn't know it. It involves the Preakness and John Waite and a showdown at the Guinness. Give me a little Swark update. Give me a little sports wagering update as we get into this. And I think the sports wagering side of this, I remember when I was a little boy when the Preakness would come to town and the Derby, because this is Derby week. Yeah. My dad and the neighbors, we would put horse names in a hat and put a dollar in and win snowballs or whatever. But it was just something fun we did literally in the neighborhood around the Derby and around the Preakness. With all this coming in, I mean, the first time I think I ever gambled on anything, certainly legally, was at the racetrack. And you have a racetrack promotion going on, 6 for $5. It's a big month, I think, for this state for racing. But you guys are sort of in the racing business for fun. And when I go into Costas and I see it up there, it looks like a real horse race.
Yeah, the racetrack's product we have is our monitor game, one of our two, Keno being the other. This is a promotion we've had now for several years. I want to say it's easily been 10 years that we've run this. And it's $6 for $5. You get $6 of play for $5. So you get a little kicker there for you, a little promotion. But it's the opportunity to, especially during the trifecta, the Triple Crown, you have opportunities to run this promotion. We do with our retailer network the week leading up to the Derby. We'll do it the week leading up to the Preakness and the week leading up to the Belmont. So for people who are really tuned into horse racing, it makes it a little exciting, as if the race itself wasn't exciting, but it gives it a little staying power through the week leading up to it. And we're looking forward to a great Derby, and then hopefully that Derby winner chooses to come to Maryland and participate in the Preakness. And then we'll see where we're at after two legs of the Triple Crown, if we've got a potential for a Triple Crown winner this year.
Well, Forte is the horse everybody's talking about this week. I had Dick Girardi on the show and some other people, as well as Todd Schuller, talking about the Derby this week. But it's all coming here. I opened the door for Swark and for sports wagering and for where we are. And you've been very clear about this for almost 2 years now, that this thing really would come in waves in the way that people wager in waves in regard to football, in regard to the Super Bowl, in regard to March Madness, in regard to, you know, maybe the Derby, maybe the Preakness, certainly the NBA playoffs, and we've already referenced that, and the NHL playoffs, and baseball's happening on any given night. But this thing is very, very cyclical as far as what the public wants for sports wagering and when they wager on sports and when it's drawn to them.
We are very definitely in, to use again a racing analogy, we're in the back stretch here. We're at the way on the other side of the track because it's going to slow down. There aren't that many events. The sports calendar really doesn't pick up again until the fall. And right now we have 10 retail locations. We have 9 mobile entities. That's 19 locations for sports wagering. But we've already licensed, Swark has already approved 31 locations. So there are 12 people still in the pipeline between getting their official award from Swark and yet have not been finally gone through the final issuance phase with the lottery for a variety of reasons. Some of them haven't built out their infrastructure. If they're a retail location, maybe they were remodeling, and we've got a couple coming up in a couple Green Turtles, one in Baltimore City and one, I believe, in Canton. I believe that's correct. So those two are still kind of building. So they're going to come online. Some of the OTB locations in other parts of the state are remodeling. They're going to come online. And then we have a number of mobile wagerers who just haven't gotten the right dance partner yet. They may be licensed, but they still need a sportsbook operator. And so that negotiation, which is not part of us, that's part of them as a licensee, as a business, negotiating their own partner on the sportsbook side. So when you look at 19 in place now, the sports calendar being a little slow until it heats up in the fall, we're going to not have a lot of news. There's not going to be a lot of breaking news on the sports wagering and licensing front until we get closer to the fall, when some of these people who are in the queue are saying, well, wait a minute, I want to be ready for NFL. So let's get this thing done. You know, let's slap that coat of paint on there. Let's open the doors. Let's get a deal arranged with a sports book, because you don't want to miss the kickoff literally and figuratively on this NFL season.
Well, I've been talking to you for a couple of years about this, since you were running really hard to try to get bricks and mortar open, and then obviously the mobile side. And the legislature put in, is it like 40? I remember there was a number, and you said, we probably won't get to that number, even though it sounded like a number, and you're like, there probably won't be that many operators that can operate, especially once the big guys got in here. We're not going to hit our head on how many licenses were out, or we're not close to that, right?
No, in the legislation, again, the legislation was crafted the referendum was 2020, and people were already starting to, you know, circle the wagons on what it meant. And so the law came out of the General Assembly in 21 and regulations. So at that time, we had the contemporary thinking, and the contemporary thinking, quite frankly, was a little aggressive. Even back then, there were going to be 107. That's a three-digit number, 107 potential licenses in the state of Maryland. Now, you really need to talk yourself off the ledge there, because there's no way, and we couldn't even name 100 sports books, let alone people who would have 107 licenses. So the reality is, this is the market. I mean, and we have, like I say, 19 active today. We have the potential for 12 more, plus beyond that, we still have people, we're still having the pipeline beyond the pipeline. So we have the potential to have 40 or 41 licenses by the time January of 2024 starts. Boy, I'm hard pressed to think that that's going to get fulfilled. So I think anybody who truly wants to be in this space is there, whether they're actively taking wagers today or in the pipeline to get started for the next NFL season. I really can't see us getting much beyond the current identified entities.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And we got some games going on during the 50th anniversary and scratchers. I'll be giving away these old schoolers, the throwback to the lottery's first ever scratch off. And I've had a lot of winners on these. We had several winners at Fadley's. And John, I'll tell you, I'm in Lexington Market. People are getting a crab cake and whatnot. They win. And obviously, Fadley's isn't cashing them, and they're like, hey, how do I know if I won or whatever? I'm like, just take your phone out. And I think that there's still a message about it's easy to find out if you win, it's easy to play second chance, it's easy to play my lottery reward. Like, all the parts of that is, it's still, there's still people that don't know. I guess that's the point.
Our work is never done, Nestor. It's a tireless task. Our work is never done, and we appreciate you as a deputy out there educating the population that you run into. But yeah, when in doubt, come to mdlottery.com. Everything there to be explained, whether you're a retailer, whether you're a player, whether you have a casual interest, whether you just want to see when the O's hit that 50th home run. All that stuff and more at mdlottery.com.
Baseball team's really good, by the way. I just want to get that in. You know, this has been a lot of fun, a lot more fun than I even thought it was going to be, because I don't have anything to compare it to. It's been a long, long time since it's been this good, especially this early. John Martin's here. He's giving money away, home run riches. If you're watching the Orioles every night, be on the lookout for that big 50th home run. It's going to mean 50 grand. And I still go back to Gary Renicky winning $1 million for somebody 40 years ago. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Come see me at McFalls. Come see me at the local. Come see me at State Fair next Friday in Catonsville. We're giving these away. And our friends at Window Nation as well, making me wear the fun floppy hat and the fun shirts. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.